You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Today, this phenomenal guest you've already heard from is Gregory Lanzmann. He is one of the most noted global beauty and wellness experts in the world, a best-selling author of 9 books and a TV host who specializes in using food to take years off your face and do it naturally. Ladies, men, you heard it. Years, take years off your face. His natural methods are used globally by models, shown in universities, and recommended by doctors. Having worked in this beauty industry for the past 30 plus years, Greg is a thought leader on the concept of beauty. And that's why we started the show talking about feeding the mind and the body and how it equates to how we look and how we experience our world outside of us. This is very crucial. So no further ado, I would love to welcome very special guest today, Greg, finally. Welcome.
Thank you, Lanini. It is a pleasure to be chatting with you today.
It is a delight. So yeah, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got into the beauty industry.
I got into the beauty industry. My mother was working as a model in Australia. And really, I just followed her footsteps. And it was working as a model. Of course, you've always got to be focused on skin.
Yeah.
You know, is your skin healthy? Is it blemish free? And of course, I was focused on skin and good skincare. But what I had learned early on from my family was that what everyone used, it was natural. It was always in the kitchen. It wasn't unusual for me to see my mother using lemon on her face or a little bit of olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
As I was traveling, my first big contract was in Japan. And models were totally fascinated by my skincare routine. Because a lot of them, they were in the bathrooms with creams. I was in the kitchen with a little bit of olive oil and lemon.
Right.
Or smearing my face with yogurt.
Wow.
So I have been known to scare models globally with a face full of yogurt in my younger days. But what I came to understand, Lanini, was that the industry was a breeding ground for fear and insecurities. You know, fear of getting old, fear of wrinkles, fearful of what could be eaten and what couldn't. And then the fear that with every birthday celebrated, they were a year closer to their careers ending. So in the industry, by the time you're 27, you're considered old. So, of course, models are very focused on their skin and wrinkles. But as I worked around the world, wherever I went, I made a point of growing my knowledge about natural skincare, because I had believed, you know, skincare was simple and it didn't need to be complicated. So whether that was using rice water or using a grape to rub out a wrinkle, I was learning really so many incredible things about the power of nature, really to keep your skin healthy. So I've worked in Japan, Milan, Paris, and London. And it was in London that I really decided perhaps it was time I stopped. I was 23. And I decided I didn't want to be in front of the camera anymore. But what I'd love to do was consult models on skincare. So I started consulting them with all these natural remedies and formulas. And then I opened up a cosmetic company. And it was here that I had the opportunity to work with world-class chemists. But it was also at this point that I confirmed that all of my natural skincare secrets and all the ingredients were based on rock-solid science. And it's not just about feeling good. You know, there's such a lot, slap some avocado on your face, do a little bit of this, a bit of cucumber. But what I was looking at is how did you utilize what was natural in a professional manner to create a DIY professional skincare routine?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I discovered that some of the most powerful anti-aging ingredients could be found in the foods that we eat. And the fact that my mother had used cucumber on her skin, it wasn't just a homemade remedy that made her skin, you know, feel nice. And she always said, oh, it's so nice and cooling. But it had silica in it, which is a beauty mineral that strengthens the skin. And of course, when she used lemon juice, that's one of the purest forms of alpha hydroxy acid.
Mm-hmm.
And when we mention the word alpha hydroxy acid in skincare, we can hear the cash registers ringing. Yet we have access to it
right
in our kitchen as with a simple lemon.
Right.
So when I say natural skincare, I mean getting it directly from the source. So everything that I learned about natural skincare was backed up by solid science. And running this cosmetic company was extremely stressful. And it was taking its toll on me. And I looked 10 years older than what I was, yet I was looking after my skin. And it was early in the morning, early one morning, I started to gasp. I couldn't breathe. I was struggling. And my wife rushed me to hospital. I thought I was having a heart attack. Well, no, it was a stress attack. This was the beginning of a different type of journey into skincare for me. And my wife said to me, you know, Greg, it's time. You either make a decision for your health or your wealth. What is it going to be? After the struggle to breathe, I decided that I needed my health. And I closed the company and I left for India. And it was here that I learned so many incredible things, Lunidi, about the spirit, the body, the power of breath. I meditated for 14 hours a day. I would sit in one position and I would eat very little food. And of course, you had a total of an hour and a half break. But I learned about the power of my breath, not only to reduce stress, but to remove the years of emotional pain. And I recall, you know, crying for weeks, sitting in silence. But I was crying not really because my limbs were hurting, but I was crying because inside of me, there was still that little boy who had never really addressed the hurt, the shame, and never feeling good enough. And I realized there that unless we heal on the inside, if we don't go within, Lunidi, we will always go without right, ever knowing our value as a human being. And I believe one of our greatest challenges in this life is to know our value as a human being. And my journey to discover that has been a hard one. But what I had considered to be a breakdown turned out to be a breakthrough. And I learned so much about how I looked towards the world to validate me. Yet I had not validated myself because I had not healed myself on a deep level. And yeah, I learned the power of breath. You know, we come into our world taking our first breath and we will leave this earth taking our last breath, but we never use it consciously.
Right.
And sitting in silence, it gave me clarity and insight to the truth of who I was. That was one part of the lesson for me in discovering the power of our breath, how it could reduce stress,
yeah,
how it could help us connect to the truth of who we are.
Yeah, I love that piece about how it just that moment in silence or meditating 14 hours throughout the day, you realize you were still unhappy. You still were this little boy that had the trauma or the negative beliefs that have been like taking over and controlling the direction of your life.
Absolutely.
And that's powerful. That is powerful. And I wonder if you can highlight that a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about that. And how can one begin to start eradicating those ants? I like to call them automatic negative thoughts.
we are not born with them. We accumulate them throughout our life. But most of us, we find distractions. You know, mine, I was traveling, I was hopping on planes, I was moving, I was traveling to the islands, I was going to a party in Paris. But I called it having fun, when really I was trying to run and escape from my insecurities and my own fears. But one thing that I learned is that I could run and I could hide from many things in my life, but I could not run and hide from myself.
Right.
And when those thoughts come, I welcome them because they ask me to listen, what needs to be healed, what needs to be strengthened, but also what needs to be left behind. And I see those negative thoughts and all those insecurities and the fears that they bring. I see them as stepping stones that take us closer to the truth of who we are as beautiful human beings. And so I welcome them. I listen to them, and then I ask them to leave because they are powerful messengers that bring us incredible answers to why we think and feel the way we do.
Yeah.
So a lot of people believe in affirmations, but if you don't like your nose, you can look in the mirror, and I'm speaking from experience, saying, I will love my nose. I will love my nose. It is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Because we've got to get to the truth of why don't you like this nose? And we have to rebuild our relationship with the parts of ourselves that we don't like. That's the beauty of this body. That's the beauty of our skin. Everything about this body isn't ordinary. It's extraordinary. You know, even our skin will tell us the truth. It never lies.
Tell us the truth about how happy we are, how stressed we are.
Yes, it
does speak volume.
And it tells us, are we breathing correctly?
Right.
Are we eating correctly? Have we had enough water? It will even reveal the level of stress that we carry. And we see it visibly on our skin. So I look at the body and I don't see it as a problem to be solved, but I see it as an experience to be enjoyed. But to enjoy it, we've got to make peace with it. And so many of the things that we are exposed to that tell us, okay, this is how you can get rid of a wrinkle. This is what you have to do. I have seen incredible procedures that beautiful human beings are undergoing that have hurt them. But when we start with procedures like designer vaginas and penile augmentations and anal bleaching, I believe there's a fine line between self-improvement and self-destruction. And we've crossed the line.
Yeah.
We've definitely crossed the line. And it's while I was in India, I came across an incredible woman and she introduced me to an exercise, how to revive and strengthen the muscles on the face. And this was the start of my developing my own system of facial fitness. And you can shape a muscle like any other muscle on the body. And by lifting the muscle, you lift the skin and you take years off your face.
Share some tips with us. I mean, there's so many that I want to tap into that you've said, but let's get into some tips on how we can actually lift the skin by increasing that muscle.
What we want to do, basically, it's not just one exercise, but several.
Yeah.
Something as simple as rubbing your face every morning when you apply your moisturizer. That will speed up the lymphatic drainage system. It oxygenates the blood. And it carries more nutrients to the skin. That in itself will change the quality and texture of your skin and the muscles. Because you see, it's not a line that ages the face, but a sagging muscle. So what we want to do, we want to keep our muscles firm and healthy. And the way to do that is we want to de-stress them on a regular basis. And we do that with a good massage, facial exercises, and good nutrition. And with good nutrition, I don't mean just what we eat, but also what we put on our skin.
Right.
So my approach to skincare It's much more holistic. I don't address the skin in isolation. I look at the mind, the body, and the spirit.
You have to. It's all correlated. Even hydration, right? What's your take on hydrating and drinking plenty of water to keep the elasticity of the skin?
Water is phenomenal. That, I think, is one of the most underutilized beauty utensils that we have at our disposal, along with our breath. And it costs nothing. It costs absolutely nothing. But when we hydrate the body, we also hydrate the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But we flush out toxins.
Right.
We basically plump up the skin. It's like a flower. When a flower has not had enough water, it droops and it will die. But when we look at something as simple as water and adding just a little bit of lemon juice in it, it has the capacity to even firm the skin. Now, we have to remember that it's about 70 to 80% of our brain tissue is water. So if you are dehydrated, your body and your mind are stressed. And if you're feeling even just a little bit thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So it's really important that we consume enough water because it flushes out impurities, it improves circulation and blood flow, and that helps our skin glow. And, you know, water is something that people get these, they called worry lines on their forehead.
Right.
I call them water lines. They haven't had enough water. And I show people how to take years off their face by just improving their water intake or increasing their water intake. You know, I can take 5 to 10 years off the face with water, breathing, and some good massage and facial exercises.
Mm.
And for me, my whole purpose has been, how do we give people back knowledge and know-how? Because life is complicated and stressed as it is. We don't need skincare that is complicated.
And expensive. It costs so much for aging care. It's like $80 for a tiny, for a drop, for a dime size.
Absolutely. And it's, some of it is $2,000, $4,000. And look, there's an incredible enzyme, Catalyst, that they use in very top-end beauty products. It's a skin brightener. And it's really expensive. But it comes from the juice of a potato.
Really?
So when you're looking at what we have with knowledge and know-how, we can look after our skin in a very quick, affordable way. And it's not even about money, because a lot of people ask me, well, if I spent more money, would I improve the quality of my skin? Not necessarily, because I can get incredible results with olive oil and lemon. You know, the olive oil is full of vitamin E and K. And then we've got the lemon juice, full of vitamin C and alpha hydroxy acid. So a little bit of lemon juice in some olive oil, and you've got a wonderful serum.
So that's a moisturizer or something you leave on and wash off?
That you can use. Yeah, that's what you can use as a moisturizer. You see, so everything, really, my method is to purge the body from stress-causing elements that really create free radicals and that cause wrinkles. And so when we deal with stress, we strengthen our defense system and we protect the body from free radicals that destroy our collagen. So it's so important, when we de-stress, we age less. And one of the best ways to reduce stress is with our breath. And of course, we've got incredible foods. But with our breath, we can control cortisol and reduce it. And I call cortisol the stress hormone, the wrinkle-causing hormone, because it creates chaos with our skin. It weakens our collagen. It weakens our whole body. But we can help counteract it by reducing stress on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, stress is a natural part of life. And I realized after leaving India, I came back and I thought, wow, it was easy to stay calm and peaceful while sitting in isolation. But the real challenge is we can't sit still and focus on our breath for 14 hours a day. We've got things to do. We've got bills to pay. So I created something that was quick, easy, and time effective. So this really is something that you can utilize on a day-to-day basis. The Face Fitness program, mm-hmm. that takes less than five. Well, if you did it for 5 to 10 minutes, you've got an incredible workout that will retain the muscles and keep the skin looking really healthy and vibrant.
I love the natural aspect of it. Now, what about people that come to you that have been doing Botox and fillers and all this thing on their face? What do you tell them? And also, what are some of the symptoms long-term?
You know, I have seen some terrible things. Everyone can use, because skincare is very personal. And if someone decides they'd like to go down the Botox route, you know, that is their choice. But what you don't use, you will eventually lose. And if you are not using that muscle becomes wasted. Mm-hmm. And the only way to keep it firm, it's like a piece of meat. It's in the freezer, it's firm. You take it out, it becomes floppy. So basically, you put it back into the freezer. That's Botox. And Botox is derived from botulism, you know, the enzyme that gives us food poisoning.
Really? Good to know.
Yes. And look, while it basically paralyzes the muscle, I believe that there are far better ways and very effective ways really to address those types of issues naturally. And you look at it, Lunita, you know what? We're so scared of that line and that wrinkle, and we wage war on wrinkles, yet we have the opportunity to listen to them. What are they trying to tell me about my stress levels, my water intake, my nutrition, my breath? But when we start focusing on a wrinkle in isolation, basically we are fighting a losing battle, because it's not a line that ages the skin, but a sagging muscle. So we want to actually keep the muscles on the face, you know, really firm, really healthy. It's like pumping up your biceps. We've got all of these muscles on our faces, and you can do the same. The same way that, you know, you feel better after you exercise and you've done a really great workout. That's the same thing you can do for your face. Same thing you can do for your face. And the beauty of this is it doesn't take a lot of time. And you can do it while you're sitting on the telephone. You can do it sitting in the car, although I scare people in the car. It's very simple. We've complicated it.
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes, I don't remember the doctor that said it, but getting older is inevitable, but aging is optional.
Totally. You see, aging is a natural process of life, and it brings so much clarity and it brings wisdom. And we have such a clear understanding of who we are and what we represent in the world.
It's so beautiful, and we shouldn't be afraid of it, because that's natural. That's the process way of going. But we've also learned some things along the way. We should honor that. We're not honoring ourselves. And then it goes back to what you said, Greg, about it, the change starts from within. You know, that's where you can actually see in your true beauty.
I totally agree. And aging is a natural process of life that brings much beauty. But premature aging, that we can do something about.
Yeah.
Because premature aging is when we are exposed to environmental stress, to lifestyle stresses, and just daily stress.
Right.
That we can do something about. And we can take years off our face, not by living with stress, but by managing it and reducing it. It's something that we can all do, but you know what? We actually learn to live with stress. And I believe we deserve so much more than that, because we don't give ourselves enough, Lunita.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give ourselves, self-care for me isn't really just about, you know, skincare. It's about really looking on the inside, not just the outside, because the mirror will only ever see what the mind and the heart are full of. And if it is full of judgments and it is full of negativity, that's what we see when we look in the mirror. But we are all deserving of looking in the mirror and seeing the flowers, not the weeds.
Yeah.
We all deserve that. But that takes some work and some discipline, because we cannot separate physicality from spirituality. The two work together. It's like having a beautiful motor car. You know, it's exquisite, but it has no engine. What is the point of it? So the spirit, that spiritual aspect of ourselves, it's the engine. And this body houses this engine. And we want to keep this engine moving, motivated, clean, clear. And we want to keep it strong, because it allows us to express who we are in this world.
It allows us to show up in this world as our best self too.
What you said, to show up and to be your best self, not better than anyone else, not better than what you were yesterday, but just the best version of who you are today, because today is all that counts. We can't change the past, but we can make peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we can embrace our day. It's a new day. And I have a new opportunity to do something different, to feel something more loving, to treat myself with more kindness and respect.
Well put. So that's a great segue to how do you get up, dress up, and show up? what's your morning routine like?
Well, I'll give you the edited version, right? Mm-hmm. The first 7 seconds of waking, it's very important. It's very important for me. And that first 7 seconds, I'm programming my day. So when you wake up, our first thought, it's either in the past or it's in the future, but it's never present. So within that first 7 seconds of opening my eyes, I start my day with gratitude. And I acknowledge that I can't change the past, but I have made peace with it. And I'm grateful. I find anything to be grateful for. I'm thankful for the bed that I've slept in. I'm thankful for the sleep that I've had that has allowed me to repair my body. And I am thankful for taking my first breath and for having an opportunity to live another day. And then I thump my thymus. I know that doesn't sound very good, but I do thump the thymus. That's in the middle of the chest, you know, like Tarzan hits it.
Oh, okay, because I had a curious look on my face. What is that? Are you doing?
Yes, right. And you hit that, and keep hitting it and tapping it. You'll hear a little humming sound. It wakes up, and it stimulates and balances our energy system. And from there, I'm still laying down. I take 10 deep breaths, really deep breaths into the belly. And I give thanks for my ability to breathe. And I acknowledge the power of this breath, the capacity it has to lower my stress, and the power of it for me to move through this life. And I take those breaths because it reminds me to breathe consciously and to never take it for granted. And then on the side of my bed, I have a glass of lemon water. I drink my lemon water, and then I head to the bathroom. And as I said, you know, something as simple as water, it does amazing things for this body. It's like a mini detox, and it does incredible things for the skin. Mm-hmm. Then I head straight to the bathroom. There comes the work, because I look at myself in the mirror and I put my hand on my heart and I say, good morning. I love you. It took a long time for me to get to the part where I said, I love you. But good morning is a good start. But it's powerful to say I love you, because it's connecting my energy to my heart. Because while we love others, this reminds me to love myself. Because if I cannot do this fully and wholeheartedly, how can I love someone else? Because we can only give to another human being what we have. So that is something to look myself straight in the mirror. Good morning, Gregory. I love you. Then I splash my face with warm water. I rub my face with my serum, which consists of a variety of pure oils. And I give my face a really good rub. And that speeds up the lymphatic drainage system, oxygenates the blood, gets rid of, you know, that puffy morning face that we all have when we wake up.
Yeah.
And it carries nutrients to the skin. And then I sit quietly for 10 minutes. And I say I am whole and beautiful for no other reason than I am human. And I sit in silence. Because in silence, we get to hear ourselves very clearly. We have no distractions. As I said, if we don't go within, we will go without. And when I close my eyes, you also realize that the most beautiful aspects of a human being, we don't see with the eyes. We feel this with the heart, because beauty has less to do with our physical characteristics and much more to do with the heart of our character. I sit in silence for 10 minutes. I get up and I will eat a banana, and that banana reminds me of the power, again, of Mother Nature. It has a variety of incredible vitamins and minerals, but it also causes our body to release serotonin, which is the happy hormone. And what is the point of having great skin if you are feeling miserable in it?
Yeah, it's like a home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so those are the things that I love. But, you know, my whole philosophy is everything I do, the books that I write or the television, it's giving people knowledge that empowers them to take their beauty back into their own hands. And all my work, I always put my philosophy and all my quotes in the books and even in the television show. So my philosophy is I utilize the acronym of the word beauty. And the B is for balance. And that is a balance of inner virtues that radiates outwardly. And I believe it's what ultimately shapes a person's beauty and our lives. And the E is for enthusiasm, to feel enthusiastic about who we are and what we represent in this world. And the A, it's for acceptance, accepting ourselves as a whole, without isolating or fragmenting beauty to certain physical characteristics. And the U is for understanding. Understanding that we are born whole and beautiful. And along the way, we have been educated to doubt what we were given. But if we have the ability to create insecurity, we have the ability to eliminate it. And the T is for trust, learning to trust in who we are and to value what we represent in this world. And the Y is for you, that you possess beauty if you can see it in a much more expansive way other than just physical. And also to remember to never settle for anything less than in your heart you know you deserve. So that's my philosophy on beauty.
It's like you're directly speaking to me. It's like I'm getting a word from the divine himself. This is powerful, Greg.
I believe we could live happy lives regardless of what we look like. You know, beauty comes in all forms, colors, shapes, and sizes. And when we can accept and understand this simple truth, we will no longer hurt ourselves or each other for the simple things that make us human. And I see so much cruelty in our world. And I had experienced it as a child, you know, being spat on and beaten and for my differences. And never feeling that I had a place in this world. But regardless of who we are or where we come from, being treated with kindness and respect, it's not a privilege. That is a human right. And it is one that we are all deserving of. But that kindness and respect very often starts with ourselves. We've got to give it to ourselves. So often we ask others to give it to us, to make us feel better. But if they can make us feel better, they can also make us feel bad. And, you know, I look at women even going to a beauty counter. They often sit down and they have some little machine attached to their skin. I always laugh because that machine is never going to tell you anything good. It's going to tell you your skin's dehydrated, you've got wrinkles coming, and enormous amounts of sun damage. But this is an opportunity. This really is an opportunity. The body gives us an opportunity to heal and to really to find an inner strength. I see so many people blaming supermodels. I'm like, why are you blaming a supermodel? If an image of a model in a magazine can make you feel bad, that is a sign that you've got a lot of work to do to strengthen your self-belief, because that model, she's no bigger or better than who you are. That is a belief. That is purely a belief.
Definitely some underlying issues there, that deep-rooted subconscious negative beliefs of some sort that needs to be plucked out.
Absolutely. And do you know what? Basically, we have these beliefs because we are exposed to so many messages on a day-to-day basis that says, you can change this, you can have this, you can be this, you should look like this to be valued, to be accepted, to be loved. But nobody says, this is the time to accept yourself, not to tolerate your differences, but to celebrate them. Because what I've come to understand is that when I accepted my differences and I nurtured them, I didn't excuse them, I was able to make a difference in the world. I deal with skin because it is such an incredible sore point for so many people.
Yeah.
And my whole thing is, okay, let's look at the skin. I'm going to show you how to take 5 to 10 years off your face and get yourself looking and feeling better.
Yeah, and I love the play on word, and I urge you to jump in on here. But you said the quote, if you don't go within, you will go without. Like, to me, it's a play on word, because if you go, the go without piece of it can be lack of, none, right? If you have no substance outside of the world, because you don't have any inside. So yeah, there's no meaning. There's this lack, right? So there's this none. You go without at all.
Yes.
And then there's this go without, you find it in the exterior. You find the food to actually make you feel better. You find the people to actually help you, lift you up. But they're the same people that can easily break you down, because you've relinquished your power over to them, right? So there's that play on word, you go without. To me, my mind just automatically went to that. Going without can mean two different things.
You've said that is beautifully said, because that is the truth. We relinquish our power when we ask someone else to love the aspects of ourselves that we don't love. And it becomes our responsibility. Giving someone else the responsibility to love aspects of ourselves that we don't, that's a big responsibility for anyone to carry.
Yeah.
But the love and beauty that we are searching outside ourselves, it's a small aspect of what lies within. Such a small aspect, Luniti. And for me to say that, I would not be able to say that if I had never been hurt, if I had never felt insecure, and I didn't feel not good enough. But I can say this after, you know, decades, not of just working with models and showing people how to take years off their skin, but how do we revive and rejuvenate the way we think and feel about ourselves? And, you know, we all have come across that person, Luniti. We initially meet them and there's something about them. There's an aura. There's just something in their soul. And we know that we're standing in the presence of what people call inner beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But that presence, we want to stand taller. And there's so much power in tapping into the strength of who we really are. My grandmother said something to me when I was a young boy. She said, my boy, God gives us all 5 minutes of grace, and we can wow people with our fancy clothes and our cute little nose and our nice smells. She said, and after your 5 minutes, nothing can hide who you truly are.
Mm, that's deep.
And it was that to me, I always took with me. Nothing could hide. And I had tried to hide. I tried to hide and camouflage my insecurities and my fears and my inadequacies. But I was just dressing them up. At the end, when you put your head on the pillow you know who you are. And I always say, who are you when nobody's watching?
What's a word of advice before we let you go? We've taken way too much time of your time, but it's been so fascinating listening to you. I just feel the urge to just tell people, like, stop hiding.
And I'll add on to your sentence, stop hiding and just celebrate who you are as you are. Look after your skin. Look after the way you think. Look after the way you feel, because that is what we are challenged to do in this lifetime. Look after ourselves in a loving, kind, respectful way.
Well put. Well put. Morning enthusiasts, this has been, oh my goodness, Gregory Lensman, you dropped some nuggets today. I'm blown away and really just a genuine joy having heard this, having you confirm what you shared with us today. It really indicates that not only am I on the right path, but this is the journey that I want for everyone that I interact with.
So, and Lunedia, what you do, I love. Because you know what? When we can find our purpose and our voice, and we all have purpose and we all have a voice, and it's a voice that really, it needs to be heard. That's why we were given it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's voice is deserving of being heard. And really to look at finding that, I believe that when we're born, God kisses an aspect of all of us. You know, Barbara Streisand was her magnificent voice, and Pavarotti, and, you know, Van Gogh and Mozart. They were kissed. And some people, as you would know, you'd say, I'm going to be a doctor, and you grow up and you're a doctor. But for many of us, our life and the journey is to find out what was kissed. But we have all been kissed with so much beauty, so much creativity. And when we access that, our life becomes not about limitations, but endless possibilities. If that is looking at, oh, I can use a lemon, I can exercise my face, I can think well, I can feel well. When we know better, we do better.
Right.
And this is our time. This is our time. It's 2020. Put everything back into perspective. It gave me 2020 vision as to what was important in this world. And you are important. I am important. And everyone listening is important. And you have something to contribute to make our world bigger and better. I had an art teacher once who said something. She said, make no small plans. For small plans do not have the power to stir your heart. And it's all about the heart. But you know what? As we look after our skin, also look after the heart. And I've got a free ebook, Lunedi.
Mm-hmm. Where can we find it?
If you went to gregorylandsman.com, it's an ebook, really, the secret to younger looking skin at any age. And you'll find a list there of really, you know, cortisol-lowering foods. It's a wonderful introduction. But as I said to you, I've just started Instagram. I'm now totally connected. So if you'd like to connect with me, please follow me on Instagram. And let's stay connected because, you know what, we need people to support each other with a kind word and a kind deed. And we can never underestimate kindness.
Well put. Gregory, it's been a delight and a pleasure having you on the show and sharing today.
Lunedi, I have to thank you. It was delightful.
Yeah.
Really to chat with you. And I hope we have an opportunity to chat again.
Very well. Yes, indeed, we will.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.